Behold, I come quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of God, and he shall go out no more. I will write on him the name of my God and the name of the city of my God, the new Jerusalem which comes down out of heaven from God, and I will write on him my new name. Let us pray. O God and our Father, we long for that day when you shall return. Lord, we look forward to the day when this earth will be made new, when there will be no more sickness, no more sorrows, no more death, no more pain. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. So, Father, until that day, we pray that you will keep us steadfast and strong. Keep us moving ever upward, onward. And then finally, Lord, when you burst the clouds of glory, may we all look up and say, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. Now bless us. Bless this waiting congregation. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Let everyone say amen and amen.
The Bible says that the Lord said that his spirit will not always strive with men. And then in another place it talks about the angels releasing the four winds of strife. You know, the angels, God's angels and his spirit hold back the insanity that is us if left to our own devices. That's that striving with the sinful nature of man. But God has said that he will not always do that. As a matter of fact, he says that as it comes down to the close of time, he's going to slowly withdraw his spirit. And I don't know about you, but lately when I look at the news, I kind of feel that I see that. Is it just me? Last week there was a boy I was driving into work. This is in San Diego in Tierra Santa. There was a young boy, 15, who stabbed his father 4 times. 15. And do you know why he stabbed his father? Because him and his brother were arguing in the living room over the television set. Who's going to watch what program? And when his dad came downstairs, because he heard the two boys arguing, when he came downstairs to break it up, the 15-year-old went upstairs, got a knife, and came back and stabbed his father 4 times. If we've ever needed to be a praying church, it's now. All of that stuff in the Middle East. It's because we were talking about it yesterday at work. And my thought is that people are just so frustrated. That people are sensing that there is no hope. And if you don't have God, you will come to that place where you recognize you have no hope. And man, the government can't fix it. Look what's going on in Wisconsin. But God is still in control. When I get weary, when I get stressed, when I get pressed, I have to remember that God is still in control. And even though he said his spirit will not always strive with wicked men, he has promised to always hear the prayers of his children. I said it earlier today, and I'll say it again. I love what our pastor said about a week ago. Going forward on our knees. That's the only way we're going to make it. We have to go forward even when it looks like the way is blocked. Because the overcoming power is going to come when we go forward. Jesus told the man with the withered hand, stretch forth your hand. He didn't pull the man's hand forward and heal it. He told him, stretch forth your hand. The man had to stretch forth his hand. And as he stretched forth his hand, the healing power came. That's prayer. So I'm asking you right now, if you could have one-on-one time with Jesus in the physical, what would you talk about? What would you open up to the Lord? I'm going to give you a minute to think about that. Just picture it, you and Jesus sitting on a hillside somewhere, and you could look into his eyes, you could look into his face, you could reach over and touch him, and you could ask him the things that have perplexed your mind. You could talk to him, and it's just you and Jesus. What would you lay before the Lord? And if you have that mental picture and you want to do that, this is your time to come on forward right now. Because I don't know about you, but I've got a number of things that I would just want to lay before the Lord. This is your time. Prayer is not for God, it's for us. You do know that. If I sat up here and said I had $1 million, if I sat up here and said I had $1,000, you guys would be knocking each other over. But I'm telling you, you can come forward and talk to God. And see, perhaps you're thinking it's ritual, because we go through the ritual. Prayer is real. It's a conversation. Prayer is not a genie in a bottle, because sometimes God as the Father is going to tell you, you can't have what you're asking for. That will kill you. That's not good for you. But just because the answer is no, it doesn't mean that prayer is not real. It doesn't mean that there's not power. Some of us have been oppressed by demons. Some of us have dark spirits that come over us and hover over us. You need the Son of God to break through the fog and the darkness. Some of us are going through the motions, but we're so tired because we really don't think anything's going to change. We're just going day to day, day to day, day to day. But you need to look up and see God and know that God can affect change even where you are. I don't mind waiting, I don't mind waiting. Sometimes it's hard to wait. But you know, the old folks used to always tell me, wait on the Lord. May not come when you want him, but when he comes, he is right on time. Robert, he's right on time. Evelyn, present help. When your son was here on the earth, it recorded one time when he looked out on the multitude and his heart was just filled with compassion, because he looked out and he saw a sea of burdens. He knew what his divine will was for his children, but he saw us all bent over, burdened down, frowns and stresses on our face, the wear and tear of life, broken dreams, shattered hopes, delusionment and despair. Where there should have been innocence, there was jaded spirits, and he had compassion. Oh God, look out on this assembly right now, and I pray that you would have. Lord, we're trying to be faithful. We're trying to hold on. We know that the end is but just a little while away, but God, the weight of it all sometimes is so heavy. The burden of it is so crushing. Oh God, if you would just look out on us and breathe on us a blessing. Not something that we desire, because God, you even said we're so messed up, our prayers are even amiss. We miss the mark. And so many times, oh God, the answer is no, because we're asking for those things that are harmful. But Lord, If you would just give us the spirit today to just say like Jesus, not my will, but thy will be done. Oh God, then we know that you will show up and show out. Let your name be glorified in each person that is assembled here in this house of prayer today. Oh God, help us to have a single mind, to be purposeful in the fact that we are going to serve you, oh God. Put blinders on our eyes, Lord, because we tend to look to the side and look to the side, and everything, the glitter and the false gold of this world, it distracts us, God. God, we are blind, broken, and naked. And we pursue the gods of this world and the money and the power and the fame of this world more than we pursue righteousness in you. Oh God, but you know, Lord, that when we are in our right minds in those moments when it all comes together, God, we pant after you like a deer pants after water. But it just comes together so few and far in between because there's no strength in us. You made us, Lord, and you know that we are only but dirt. Oh, God. But if you would just breathe on us, if you would just let us know that with you it's possible, it's mandatory to go forward on our knees, then Lord, we'll wait. We'll wait, oh God, but promise us that you will not disappoint. And then you remind us that you are not a man that you should lie. Oh Lord, please, please touch each person in that way that they need to be touched right now, so that they will feel your presence, that they will know that in this place, God met with his people. Whether it's through a word, whether it's through a song, whether it's just through a moment of clarity, oh Holy Spirit, move up and down the aisles. Break through all the noise and all the chatter, oh God, and do what only you can do. We are more than a valley of dry bones. We are the children of God. We move and breathe in you, oh Lord. Father God, you said you know your thoughts towards us, good thoughts, that we might have a hope and a future. Oh Father God, enlarge our territory, not that we might have more stuff. Stuff is good. But God, enlarge our territory that we might be a brighter and better witness. Enlarge our territory that we might have influence with those children who are broken in despair and do not know that there is a God who sits up high and looks down low. Father God, people need to know that church is not just a con, but that church and a relationship with the Most High God is real. Faith, oh God, a bold, crazy kind of faith that is built and sustained by your promises, our hand in your hand. Lord, our tears are so many, but you say, Father God, that you have bottled up our tears. Our face is in the dirt, but Lord, in Lamentations, you say that when our face is in the dirt, when we are humble, when we call on thee, that you will not be mad at us for long, and that you would lift us up. And so, Father God, lift up your children who are ready to be lifted up. Let your prophet speak a word of life. Let the lonely person find fellowship and friendship and acceptance in the midst of your people. Let the young person who's confused find purpose. Lord, be what only you can be. And that is the answer to every question, the solution to every problem. Be the great and loving Father and God that you are, we pray. And open our eyes that we might see you. And add to your kingdom at the end of this service. Bind the devil. Break his back. Kick him in the teeth, Lord. Drag him down the street, Lord. Break off his arm, Lord. Be victorious, Lord, because he is the tormentor and the accuser. He is the robber of your subjects. And Lord, let your peace be established in our hearts. And let your love be established in the walls of this place. This is our prayer in the precious name of Jesus. Lord, I'm going to wait on you in spite of myself. I'm going to wait on you because, like Peter said, where else can I go? I'm going to wait on you, God. I'm going to wait on you, Jesus. I'm going to wait on you. We're going to wait on you. In your name we pray. Let the people of God say amen.
Friends don't treat me like they used to. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is.
It will be Psalms 19, 7 through 11. Please stand when you have it. We will read responsibly. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making the wise the simple. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. Together. Moreover, by them your servant warned, and in keeping them were is a great reward. That is the word of the Lord.
Like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy, but then shout.